Good morning.
大家早。
I told you last night that good worship always wakes me up to reality.
我说呢，好的敬拜让我呢苏醒过来。
If you've got a Bible, turn to Isaiah.
请看圣经。
Chapter 42.
以赛亚书四十二章。
Oh, our translator does not have a Bible.
放在哪儿呢？我的。
She's memorized it.
我已经把它背出来了。
Isaiah chapter 42.
以赛亚书四十二章。
And we're just going to read a few verses starting in verse 5.
从第五节开始读几节。
Isaiah chapter 42, in one sense, it could be called a revival chapter.
可以说是个复兴的章节。
It talks about the glory and the majesty of God.
讲到神的荣耀。
But it also talks about God doing a new thing.
也说到那神做新事。
In verse 5, it says, Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes to it, and who gives breath to the people on it and spirit to those who walk in it.
第五节说，那创造诸天，铺张穹苍，铺开地与地的出产，赐气息给地上众人，赐生命给行走在其上的人的耶和华，如此说。
I am the Lord, I have called you in righteousness.
我耶和华凭公义召你。
I will take you by the hand and keep you.
要搀扶你的手，保护你。
I will give you as a covenant for the people, a light for the nations.
要借着你与百姓立约，使你成为万邦之光。
To open eyes that are blind.
开盲人的眼。
To bring out prisoners from the dungeon.
领囚犯出监狱。
And from prison those who sit in darkness.
领坐在黑暗中的人出监牢。
I am the Lord, that is my name.
我是耶和华，这是我的名。
My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to graven idols.
我必不将我的荣耀归给别神，也不将我所得的颂赞归给雕刻的偶像。
Behold, the former things have come to pass, new things I now declare.
看了先前的事已经成就，现在我要指明新事。
Before they spring forth, I tell you of them.
告诉你们尚未发生的事。
Verse 10, sing to the Lord a new song.
第十节，航海的人和海中一切所有的要唱新歌。
Sing to the Lord a new song.
当向耶和华唱新歌。
I got saved many, many years ago.
很多年前我得救。
In Southern California, in what was known as the Jesus Movement.
在那个耶稣运动的时候呢，信了耶稣。
It started in Southern California about 1966 and lasted to about 1975.
大概1966年到1975年啊，这个耶稣的运动。
And there was a great freedom for evangelism.
所以那个时候呢，就很多的福音工作。
During that time, hundreds of thousands of people between 15 and 30 years of age got saved.
那个时候呢，非常多的上万的很多万的15到30岁之间的人信主。
People from alternative lifestyles, out of drugs and promiscuity, were getting saved.
很多呢，在一些的吸毒啊，或者是呢，很多的性很乱的生活的当中悔改信主。
The whole counterculture movement of hippies and yippies and ippies were coming to Christ like crazy.
所有的不一样的文化的像那嬉皮士这些都。
And it was just an incredible freedom for evangelism in California.
所以那个时候在加州呢有很大的自由，很多的传福音。
My future wife got saved at that movement.
那我后来的妻子也是在那里信主。
Many leaders internationally that God is using today got saved at that time.
现在呢很多在国际上神使用的领袖也是在那个时候信主。
And at the heart of it, there was something really fresh happening in worship at that time.
在那个时候呢，在敬拜上有些新的事情。
And there began to be a shift in many churches from rather than singing about God to begin to sing to the Lord.
那个时候有敬拜有什么的转变呢？就从唱关于神，而那直接来唱给神听。
And there came an understanding that worshiping God is not just singing about Him.But it's ministering to the presence of the Lord.
那个时候呢，就理解到呢，唱诗敬拜不是唱关于神，而是服侍神，直接来服侍神。
It's interesting that God had Moses say to Pharaoh, "Let my people go, so that they may worship God."
那个时候摩西说，容我的百姓去，好来敬拜我。
Jesus said the Father is searching for those who will worship him in spirit and in truth.
那耶稣说神父正在寻找那些用真理诚实来敬拜他的人。
So we understand that worship is not just singing songs that are scripturally correct. That's important, but worship is more than that.
因为敬拜呢不只是唱一些合乎圣经的一些字句。
Worship is to a degree being engaged with the presence of the Lord.
敬拜就是在神的同在里跟神来交流。
The writer of Hebrews said, offer up to God the sacrifice of praise.
在希伯来书说要把颂赞为祭归给神。
And there's a sense of sacrifice in praise because true worship means taking our eyes off of ourselves and committing the eyes of our heart to giving glory to God.
那这个颂赞是一个祭，也是一个牺牲，因为呢要从我们自己注意自己的，而来注意神自己。
And in a sense, worship is one of the greatest things the church can do.
可以说敬拜是教会可以做的一个最棒的事情。
Because when we take our eyes off of ourselves and we gaze upon God,
当我们不再注视自己而注视神的时候，
we see the reality of what can be.
我们就看见呢，可能的是什么。
I recently heard a worship leader say this.
我最近听到一个敬拜领袖这样说。
That giving thanks and praise to God is one of the great keys from transitioning from our reality into God's reality.
他说呢，敬拜把感恩归给神呢，是一个很重要的钥匙，让我们从我们的现实进入呢神的现实。
Because it says in the Psalms that God inhabits the praises of His people.
因为诗篇说，神是以他百姓的赞美为宝座的。
We know that the Lord is always within us if we belong to Christ.
我们知道，如果我们属于基督，主总是住在我们里面。
We know wherever two or more are gathered, Jesus is there in a wonderful way.
我们知道有两三个人在一起的时候，主就在我们当中。
But yet, when we draw near to the Lord in prayer and worship,
但是当我们借着敬拜、祷告靠近主的时候，
He honors that by making His presence manifest in a greater way.
他就会尊荣我们这样做，让他的同在更大的彰显出来。
The church I got saved at in San Diego, California,
就是我得救的教会是在 San Diego, 加州。
Was a very good evangelical church.
是个很好的福音派的教会。
Very strong in the Word of God, strong in evangelism.
就是呢，很看重神的话语，还有传福音。
But we didn't have much perspective of worship.
但是呢，没有很强调呢敬拜。
Every Sunday,
每个主日,
say with me, every Sunday,
跟我说, 每个主日,
every Sunday,
每个主日,
we would do four songs.
我们就唱四首歌,
say four songs.
说四首歌。
It didn't matter what happened, we would do four songs.
不管怎么样, 唱四首歌。
Not three and a half, and not four and a quarter, but four songs.
不是三首半, 四首多一点, 是四首歌。
The Holy Spirit could have raised somebody from the dead in our midst, and we still would have done four songs.
哪怕圣灵在我们当中叫死人复活，我们还是要完成四首歌。
And by the time we were about the third and the half song mark,
那当我们唱到三首半的时候，
people were starting to get fidgety.
人呢就开始有点呢不安了。
They were starting to pick up their bulletins.
就开始呢看那个碟序单。
Because we saw the worship as something to prepare us for the message.
因为我们觉得呢那个唱诗呢是预备我们听到的。
But how many of you know worship is a gift that we can give to God?
但你知道那个敬拜是我们给神的一个礼物。
Believe it or not, our preaching and teaching does not do much for God.
你要知道我们的教导，我们的讲道，为神不是做什么。
It doesn't help him at all.
对他没有什么帮助。
He learns a few things.
他可能学到一些事情。
Sometimes when we preach things, the angels are saying, "Where did they get that from?"
可能有时候我们讲的东西，天使说他们哪里得到这些的资讯。
But when we sing a song of praise to God,
但是当我们唱赞美诗给神听。
We are creating life. We are speaking something live that we're giving to God.
我们是在述说生命，我们是献给神。
But we had a problem in our nice evangelical church.
所以呢，在我们一个很好的福音教会里面呢，是有些问题。
One day we got a new worship leader.
有一天我们来了一个新的敬拜领袖。
And he had been to worship school.
那他去参加过敬拜学校。
He had studied for 3 years the art of ministering to the presence of the Lord.
他学了三年，怎么样呢？在神的同在里来敬拜服侍神。
I don't know how it happened.
我不晓得这个是怎么发
生的。But somehow he got hired to the job.
不晓得怎么样呢？我们教会聘请了他。
Without being told the four-song rule.
但是没有人告诉他呢，我们一直有个唱四首歌的规矩。
So his first Sunday on the job.
所以呢，他上班的第一个主日。
He did one song.
他唱一首歌而已。And it
had a new arrangement to it.
而且呢，是新的那个安排。
And everybody said, "Ah, this sounds good."
他可能觉得呢很棒。
Glad we have this worship pastor.
啊，我觉得很棒，可能有
一个新的。He did a second song.
然后他第二首歌。
It was good.
也是很好。
He did a third song.
他又带了第三首歌。
And a fourth song.
还有第四首歌。
It was good.
很好。
And then he broke the golden rule.
然后呢，他就打破了我们那个金律。
He did five songs.
他带了第五首歌。
People are getting a little bit nervous.
大家有点的紧张。
They're holding their hymn books, but they're kind of looking around.
他们拿着他们的诗歌本呢，都周围看。
Is this going to cut into the preaching time?
就会那个挪去我们讲道的时间。
I don't know if my vocal cords can handle a fifth song.
不晓得能唱那么久吗？
And then it got worse.
然后呢，更差的是。
He did a sixth song.
他唱第六首歌。
One of the pastor's sons was a friend of mine.
那有一个牧者是我的朋友哈。
I turned to him and I said, "He's just trying to prove he knows what he's doing."
他就说呢，他就是要证明呢，他会的在敬拜。
But see, the reality was that worship pastor had a revelation in his heart that most of us didn't have.
那其实呢，那个敬拜的牧师呢，他有一个启示是当时我们大部分没有的。
That God did not create us for an eternity of Bible studies.
神创造我们不是要我们在永恒里面一直呢研经。
He created us to be consumed with His goodness and His presence.
他要让我们呢是完全的被他的美善、被他的同在所占住。
And if, I think worshiping God is one of the things God calls us to get good at on earth.So that when we get to heaven, we can just jump right in.
我知道呢，神呢要让我们呢在活在地上的时候预备好会的敬拜，以至于到天上的时候很快就熟练了。
But I believe specifically for Vancouver.
但特别温哥华说
，It's a coming season where God wants to put a new song into the church of Vancouver.
在新的季节当中，神要把新歌给温哥华的教会。
I'm not talking about a new style of worship.
我不是说新的一种敬拜的方式
or having a new worship leader,
或者有新的敬拜领袖
but our hearts being gripped by a fresh revelation of Jesus.
但是呢我们的心呢深深被一个新的一个启示耶稣是谁所抓住
When you study revivals over the last 2,000 years,
当我们研读过去2000年的复兴历史
One of the common denominators is this.
一个呢，重复的现象是。
Anytime there's an outbreak of evangelism that touches a city, touches a community.
每次呢，在一个城市或者在一个社区有一个很大的一个福音的工作。
There's usually a bunch of new worship songs that are written at that time.
一般呢，就会出现了一些新的敬拜诗歌。
And we think, well, why?
为什么呢?
It's because they're experiencing a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
因为他们经历了圣灵新的浇灌。
And where the Spirit is, His creativity is there, His freedom is there.
那圣灵在哪里，就有他的创造力，也有他的自由。
But more than that, our hearts are gripped in a fresh way.
而且我们的心被一个新的一个爱抓住了。
A number of years ago, I was speaking at a conference in Toronto.
那几年前呢，我在多伦多一个大会当中
分享。And before the message, we had really powerful worship, a lot of high celebration.
那么我分享之前呢，有非常棒的敬拜，可以说是很兴奋的敬拜。
And then they had me come up and begin to speak.
然后呢，他就邀请我上去说话。
But I sensed in my heart the Lord wasn't through with the celebration that night.
但是当时我感觉呢，那个晚上神还没有要结束那个敬拜。
So After I spoke, before I prayed for people,
所以呢，我说讲到之后，我还没有为人祷告。
I invited the band to come back up.
我要求敬拜团队再回来。
And I said, take us back into two or three songs.
再带领我们两三首诗歌。
But I said we want to jump right into high celebration.
但是我要马上的进入呢很高昂的敬拜。
Just jump right into high celebration.
马上的进入高昂的敬拜。
And I gave the people an invitation.
然后我就邀请大家。
I said where the Spirit is, there's liberty.
我说圣灵在哪里就有自由。
That God is not into manipulation.
神他不会害怕什么。
So if when we go into celebration,
所以当我们来庆贺。
I said if you want to stand, stand. If you want to sit, sit.
你喜欢站可以站或者坐。
But I said some of you may want to dance.
可能当中有些人要跳。
And I said if you want to dance,
如果你要跳舞。
There's a lot of room on the sides. There's a lot of room in the back.
我说旁边跟后面有很多位置，你可以跳。
And I said, I want you to feel free to dance before the Lord.
我要你呢有那个自由在主面前跳舞。
We probably had maybe 3,000 people this conference.
那在那个大会上呢有大概3000个人。
And maybe 800 people moved away from their seats and began to dance and worship.
然后有800个人离开他们的座位呢就在敬拜跳舞。
A fun time of worship.
然后呢就非常享受。
And then we finished with worship and we prayed for people.Had a good ministry time.
然后呢，我们结束之后呢，就为人服侍。
And everything's winding down.
那要结束了。
And a man walked up to me.
有一个人就走到我面前。
And he had kind of a stern, rigid look on his face.
他有点呢严肃的样子。
And he said, "I want to talk to you about dancing."
我要跟你谈一下关于跳舞。
And now I need to be careful. My friend Ed Hurd is here, a good Anglican vicar.
那我们下面也是呢、啊、Ed 牧师呢他是个圣公会的牧师。
But this man walks up to me looking at me like this.
然后呢那个人呢是非常严肃的看着我。
And he said, I go to an Anglican church.
我是去一个圣公会。
And he said, we don't dance in my church.
在我教会里不跳舞的。
I thought, oh boy, I'm in trouble now.
哦、oh, 那我犯错
了。And he said, I've never wanted to dance in worship.
我从来没有想在敬拜里。
And he said, but when you invited us to dance tonight,
但是今天晚上当你邀请我们跳舞
I felt in my heart I had to dance before the Lord.
我心里觉得我必须在神面前跳舞
And so I danced before the Lord tonight.
所以今天晚上我在主面前跳舞
And he said, when I took my first step,
当我的第一个舞步
he said, my ear, which has been deaf for 12 years, completely opened up.
就是我一个听不到的一个耳朵完全的打开能听见了
So I wrote a book called How to Heal Your Ears Through Dancing
所以我写一本书说怎么样的接着的跳舞让你的那个耳朵的医治
But the point is this
so, 那我要说的是
That where the Spirit is, there's liberty
就是圣灵在哪里就有自由
And when we respond to the Spirit of God on His terms, on God's terms,
当我们按着神的带领来回应他的时候
it becomes a meeting place.
就是呢与他相遇了
And there's freedom there.
就有自由了
Moses used to call the tabernacle the tent of meeting.
那个摩西说那个会幕是与神相会的地方
And you know what the difference is between a tent and a building?
你知道一个会幕呢跟一个建筑物有什么不一样呢
Flexibility
就是呢有弹性
I shared this morning with the pastors
今天我跟那牧者们分享
A verse that the Lord gave me in 1982
就是1982年呢神给我一节
It's written in the book of Mark
就是呢马可的圣经
It goes like this
就是这样说的
Blessed are the flexible, for they shall bend and not be broken.
就是呢，有弹性的人有福了，因为他可以把它弄弯起来，但是呢，他不会折断。
Isaiah rebuked the people of his time.
就是以赛亚呢，就责备他当时的人。
And actually, Jesus quoted that rebuke.
那耶稣呢，也把这个话重复了。
And he said, "You worship God out of rote, out of tradition, by things you've just sang over and over and over again."
你是呢习惯性的来敬拜神 but, 念念有词
but Isaiah said it's not coming from your heart
但是不是从你心里而发的
and when we move past our own personal status quo
当我们来跨过自己原有的地步
when we look past our own needs
当我们跨过我们自己个人的需要
when we look past whatever problems we're in at the moment
当我们不再看自己现在面对的问题
and we say Lord you are worthy
就说主啊你是配的
you are worthy of my praise you are worthy of my thanksgiving
你配得我的赞美敬拜
you are worthy of my worship
配得我的敬拜
God responds.
神就回应了。
And as we draw near to him, he draws near to us.
那我们靠近他，他就靠近我们。
Turn to Psalm 40, if you would.
来看诗篇四十篇。
One of the most famous of David's Psalms.
其中呢是大卫最有名的诗篇。
David talked about metaphorically being in a pit that he could not climb out of.
他讲到呢，在一个很低处爬不出来了。
He said, I waited patiently for the Lord.
他说我耐心地等候耶和华。
He inclined to me and heard my cry.
他垂听我的呼求。
He drew me up from the pit of destruction out of the miry clay.
他从泥坑里把我拉上来。
And he set my feet upon a rock.
使我的脚立在磐石上。
Making my steps secure.
使我的脚步稳健。
He put a new song in my mouth.
他使我口唱新歌。
A song of praise to our God.
就是赞美我们神的话。
Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord.
许多人必看见而惧怕，并要依靠耶和华。
David is metaphorically singing about being in a problem that he cannot get out of.
他在比喻呢，他进入一个很大的问题，自己好像在泥坑里出不来。
But he waited upon the Lord. He prayed to the Lord. He trusted the Lord.
但是他等候神，他祷告神，也相信神。
The Lord heard the cry of his heart and lifted him up.
神听了他的祷告，把他从淤泥当中提上来。
Set his feet upon a rock.
让他的脚立在磐石上。
Jesus is the rock of our salvation.
耶稣就是我们信仰的根基，磐石。
God wants to lift us up out of many situations and set us in a place of incredible security in His grace.
神要借着他的恩典，让我们从很多的问题当中把我们提出来啊，安放在稳处。
But He doesn't just want to leave you there.
他不只是就这样把我们提上来。
He wants to put a new song in your heart.
但是他要把一个新歌给我们。
It's not just a new style of song or a new rhythm or a new way.
不是一种新的方式或者新的节奏。
But it's a fresh revelation in your heart of the wonder and majesty of Jesus.
但是呢，就是里面一个新的启示，耶稣的何等的奇妙威荣。
And it says that David sang, "Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord."
这里说呢，许多人会看见而惧怕，并要依靠耶和华。
How do you see a new song?
你怎么样看见一个新歌呢？
You can't see a new song. You can only hear a new song.
新歌不是听的吗？怎么会看见呢？这里说。
But you can see the change in someone who's had a transforming revelation of the love of Jesus.
但是你可以看见一个对耶稣的爱的启示，有一个新领受的人，他的转化。
When we come into a greater revelation of the majesty, the beauty, the purity, the holiness, the wonder of Jesus.
当我们领受一个新的启示，关于耶稣的圣洁、荣美、奇妙、可畏。
It helps bring transformation to our lives.
我们的生命就会有变化。
And people might not hear the song you sing, but they see the difference in you.
他们不一定听到你唱的新歌，但是他看见你生命不一样。
Many years ago, in the state of New York.
很多年前在纽约。
A New York State Supreme Court judge,
一个呢纽约市的一个法庭的
a man very high up in the judicial system,
在呢法庭的系统当中是个很高的官。
His wife nagged him into going to some revival meetings.
他的妻子呢一直呢说，后来呢他就终于答应去一些复兴的聚会。
He didn't want to go.
他不想去参加聚会。
But praise God for nagging Christian wives.
说感谢主呢，有呢不断的那个唠叨的基督徒的妻子。
So finally, he went for a weekend to these meetings.
所以呢，他一个周末就参加一些复兴聚会。
And the Holy Spirit was touching many, many people.
那圣灵呢触摸许多的人。
He didn't experience anything outwardly.
那呢，他外在没有经历任何。
And he came into his office in New York City.
但是呢，他回到他在纽约市的办公室的时候。
On a Monday morning.
周一回到办公室。
And his secretary that he'd had for years was there.
就是呢，他已经雇佣很多年的秘书在那里。
She was not a Christian, but she knew that he was a committed Christian.
那他这个不是个基督徒，但是他知道呢，这个老板是个基督徒。
And she looked at him.
她看着他。
And she said,
她说,
"You look different to me."
哎，你今天不一样哦。
What have you been doing this weekend?
哎，你过去的周末做了什么呀？
And he went and looked in the mirror.
他就去镜上看一下。
And he said, Oh my gosh, what's the matter with me?
哦，我变得怎么样了？
Am I like one of those crazy Pentecostals? I'm laughing and I don't even know it.
他说呢，我变成那些那疯狂的那个灵恩的人，在笑都不晓得。
Am I drunk in the spirit and I don't know it?
甚至呢，我醉在圣灵里，自己都不晓得。
Am I shaking and trembling and I don't know it?
是不是呢？我在发抖。
And he looked in the mirror.
他看一下那镜子。
And he said, "No, I look okay."
啊，没有啊，我还是跟平常一般。
And he turns back to his secretary and said, "Well, how do I look different to you?"
啊，他就跟他秘书说，那我怎么样不一样啊？
She thought about it for a minute.
他想了一下。
And she said, "You look like a Christian should look like."
他说呢，你现在呢，就像一个基督徒应该怎么样的。
She said, "You look happy."
你样子很快乐。
You see.He hadn't been touched outwardly, but in his heart, he'd come into a deeper revelation of the wonder of Jesus.
他虽然呢好像外在没什么彰显，但里面他被耶稣的奇妙跟爱触摸了。
Jesus said, "I came that you might have life."
耶稣说，我来是叫人得生命。
On a mediocre level.
啊，叫生命呢，可以有一点点的
好处。No, he didn't say that, did he?
啊，不是。
He said, "I came that you might have life abundantly."
叫你们生命更丰盛。
And God wants to break off this survival mentality off of our thinking.
神要呢破除我们一些仅仅生存的那种呢观念。
That God's going to bless us just enough so that we're lifted out of the pits.
就是呢神会仅仅祝福我们，让我们可以脱离那些淤泥。
He wants to do far more than that.
不，他要做更多的。
He wants to put a transforming song in the heart of the Church of Vancouver.
他要呢，在温哥华的教会呢，给我们一个可以改变人生命的诗歌。
He wants to put a contagious song in the heart of Vancouver.
他要在温哥华当中给我们一个可以传染的一首新歌。
Let me put it a different way to you.
可以这样说。
He wants to make you attractive.
他要让你呢可以吸引人。
It says in Psalm 149,
就诗篇149篇,
in the New American Standard Translation,
就是我们这个西译本,
it says that God beautifies the afflicted ones with salvation.
神使那些被压的人用救恩让他们美化。
He wants to fill you up with a revelation of his goodness that's transforming, that's healing, that's delivering.
他要让你有个新的启示，他是多么的美善奇妙，以致你可以得释放的医治。
He wants to make your steps secure.
他让你的脚步稳当。
And put a new song in you.
把一个新歌给你。
That many will see and fear and put the trust in the Lord.
叫许多人看见惧怕而依靠神。
In Acts chapter 16,
使徒行传十六章,
it says that Paul and Silas have come to Philippi to preach the gospel.
保罗跟希拉到了腓立比传福音。
And they cast a demon out of a girl.
把一个鬼妇的女子把那个鬼赶出去。
And she was making money for her master, a slave girl.
那个时候呢，她为她的主人呢赚钱，因为。
And when he saw that he couldn't make money out of her anymore.He got a riot going against Paul and Silas.
鬼赶出去的，他不再能为他们来赚钱了，他们就呢大大的呢让城市轰动。
And Paul and Silas were beaten with sticks.
他们呢保罗跟希拉就被打。
Their clothes were torn off of them.
衣服也被呢拉破。
They were thrown in jail.
被丢在监狱里。
And their feet were even put in stocks.
甚至呢有木狗。锁住他们的脚。
They had come to Philippi for a very noble reason to preach the good news of the kingdom of God.
他们本来来腓立比呢，是为很大的目的，要传福音。
But instead, they end up humiliated and beaten and locked up in the innermost part of jail.
结果呢，最后呢就被羞辱、被打，而且呢关起来。
Their feet are even in stocks. They can't move.
甚至呢，那脚都被锁起来，都不能动。
And so, what did they do?
但是他们做什么呢？
It says about the midnight hour.
圣经说呢，夜半的时候。
About the time of the greatest darkness.
可以说呢，最黑暗的时候。
It says they worshipped God.
他们敬拜神。
They worshipped God.
他们敬拜神。
They offered up the sacrifice of praise.
他们把赞美为祭献给神。
They took their eyes off of themselves and they focused on the wonder and majesty of Jesus.
他们的眼目没有看自己，乃是注视主的荣耀。
I don't think we understand what a gift worship is. Can she get some water? A bottle of water? Can someone get a bottle of water for her?
敬拜是一个何等的一个礼物可以献给神。
Bless you. We won't watch as you drink the water. I don't think we understand what an amazing gift worship is that God has given the church.
我们真的不理解呢，神给教会这个敬拜是何等一个大的恩赐给我们。
Several years ago, I was doing a pastors, a leaders conference in the northern part of Mozambique.
那几年前呢，我在北莫桑比克做一个牧者的领袖聚会。
We were on the southern side of the Zambezi River.
我们在那是 Zambezi 的河的南边。
The Zambezi River has many, many crocodiles in it.
在那里呢，很多的那个鳄鱼。
And many of the pastors and leaders that had come from north of the Zambezi, they had to cross the Zambezi in canoes, dugout canoes, to get to the other side.
那他们呢，很多从北边来南边的，他们要呢在小小的这些木筏坐木筏来过河到南边。
And some of the leaders said, next year, can we have the conference north of the Zambezi?
那一些的牧者说，那明年我们到北边那个河的北边聚会吧。
They said, every year we have to come to the south side of Zambezi.
因为每年呢，我们是从北面呢到南边。
They said, we're tired of fighting off the crocodiles.
我们呢太累了，每次呢都要呢胜过那些的鳄鱼。
So next year, let's go to the other side.
所以明年呢，我们到北边来。
I thought, wow.
我说，哇。
We wake up on a Sunday morning, we think, do I really feel like getting out of bed?
有时候我们想，哎呀，主日我想起床去做礼拜吗？
Do I feel like fighting traffic to drive to the revival meeting?
我到底想不想呢？那堵车，然后呢，开去参加复兴聚会啊？
And they're in Mozambique, they're having to fight off the crocodiles to get to church.
他们呢，要划船，要呢打走那些鳄鱼，以及参加聚会。
That's a different perspective on going to church.
所以呢，他们去教会要付的代价真不一样。
That's a different perspective.
他们的观点不一样。
But they understood something.
但他明白。
What a privilege it is to gather together and to pray and worship Jesus.
能够聚在一起祷告敬拜是何等大的荣幸。
Paul and Silas took their eyes off of their pain, off of their agony, off of their humiliation. They took their eyes off their feet that couldn't move.
那保罗跟希拉不再看自己被羞辱啊，痛苦啊，沮丧或者那个被锁的脚。
And they prayed to the Lord and they worshipped Him.
他们就仰望神，敬拜他。
See, they realized something.
他们明白。
There was something more important than their problem.
有一个事比他们的问题更大，更重要。
There was something more important than even their pain.
有一个事情比他们的痛苦更重要。
And that was the wonder and majesty of Christ Jesus.
就是耶稣基督的奇妙和荣耀。
Sometimes when we see God do a healing or a miracle, it feels like it's a real battle.
有时候我们看见呢一个医治一个神迹，觉得需要经过很多征战。
I remember about 5 years ago, I was speaking at a conference in Cleveland.
记得几年前呢在 Cleveland 一个聚会。
And a man came to that conference.
有人来参加。
He was HIV positive.
那他是有 HIV
HIV positive.
Positive.
He had grown up a Christian.
他是成长是个基督徒。
But then he fell away from the Lord.
但是呢离开了主。
Got involved in an alternate lifestyle.
就是呢一些的不对的性生活方式。
And he became HIV positive.
就结果呢就是呢染上了艾滋病的。
And then That was a wake-up call.
那就苏醒了，就
He gave his life back to the Lord.
他再次把生命呢献给神。
Repented of his sins.
悔改。
And now he was serving God.
现在在侍奉神。
But he was living with the reality of being HIV positive.
但是呢，因为他 HIV positive 就可以生，就是有那个癌症。
He's given me permission to share his testimony.
但是呢，他给我可以分享他的见证。
His name is Otto Christ.
他的名字 Otto Christ。
And Otto came to these meetings we were doing in Cleveland.
那他就在我们的聚会当中来了。
And when I was praying for people with blood problems,
当我为一些人血里有问题的人祷告，
I didn't know that he was HIV positive.
我不知道呢，他是呢啊那个带这个艾滋病菌的。
I just knew he had a problem with his blood.
就是我知道呢，他血有问题。
And so I prayed, Lord, would you cleanse his blood in the name of Jesus?
所以我说主啊，求你来洁净他的血。
He waited about a month, and then he sent me a testimony.
大概一个月之后呢，他就发给我一个见证。
He said, "I've been HIV positive for many years now."
我已经很多年呢，带着这个艾滋病的那个菌。
But all the symptoms have completely disappeared.
但现在呢，所有的症状已经完全消失。
Since I was prayed for.
自从。
And he said, "I'm doing really well now."
自从那祷告，我现在非常好。
But then he sent me an email about maybe 9 months later, 10 months later.
九个月、十个月之后呢，就发给我一个电邮。
And he said, Mark, God has been doing so much in my life.
我说 ，Mark， 在神在我生命做很大的事。
God is using me in ministry again.
神再次呢，让我服侍有果效。
I'm engaged to be married.
我现在呢，订婚要结婚了。
But the HIV has come back.
但是呢，我这个菌要回来了。
And we were doing a conference in Southern Ohio.
那个时候我们在Ohio 又在做。
And I invited him to come to the conference as our guest.
又再次呢邀请他来参加我们那个聚会。
And I said, we're going to pray for you several times.
我们要呢再次的多次为你祷告。
And so we prayed for him 3 times during the conference.
就在那个大会上，我们为他祷告三次。
And he reported about a month later that again he was completely free.
那一个月之后呢，又告诉我们，那又完全干净了。
I didn't see Otto for about 5 years.
又五年我没有看见他。
And a few years ago, I was speaking at a church in Boston, Massachusetts.
那几年前我在 Boston 一个地方讲道。
And he was there.
他就出现了。
He had relocated his ministry to Boston.
他把他的服事呢换到。那个地方
And he said, Mark, it's now been 5 years. I am completely free of all the HIV.
他说已经五年了，现在完全的得自由，完全没有这个问题了。
And so sometimes we see healing and breakthroughs and answer to prayer. It's not just a punch. It's not just one battle, but it's a war that we pray and we pray and we pray and we pray.
所以有时候我们看见有医治但是呢，有时候我们是需要继续的祷告，不只是打一下，要继续的祷告，征战。
And sometimes, like Abraham and Sarah that I talked about last night, we pray for years before the breakthrough comes.
那有时候呢，像我昨天所说的亚伯拉罕跟撒拉，等了这么久的儿子，有时候我们要需要祷告很多年才有那个突破。
But sometimes the greatest breakthrough of all.
但有时候呢，最大的突破是什么
？Is simply being in the presence of the Lord.
就是呢，在神的同在里。
I worked with the church in Dayton, Ohio for 10 years.
我有十年在 Dayton, Ohio, 一个教会服事。
And about 8 years ago on a Sunday morning in worship, we had the most amazing healing.
那在八年前在一个主日的敬拜当中呢，我们就看见一个非常奇妙的医治。
It didn't happen during a ministry time.
不是在呢服事祷告的时候发生的这个医治。
We didn't even know the person was there.
我们都不晓得那个人在聚会当中。
A lady about 55, 60 years old.
大概有个55到60岁的女的。
Came with her daughter to the church.
跟她的女儿来到教会。
She had never been in our church before.
她从来没来这个教会。
She was from out of town.
她是呢从别城过来的。
She was completely blind in both eyes.
她两个眼睛都完全瞎的。
And about 15 minutes into worship.
但是呢敬拜大概15分钟之后。
Both of her eyes completely opened up.
她两个眼睛完全的可以看见。
She was in such shock.
她呢非常的震惊。
She couldn't hardly talk about it for 2 weeks.
她两周都没办法跟人家说这个事情。
Her daughter could tell that she was seen.
她的女儿可以看见母亲现在能看见了。
And her daughter said, Mom, God's done a miracle.
那女儿就说妈妈神已经在你身上显了神迹。
But she didn't know what to think.
但是她不晓得怎么样来面对。
And her daughter said, you need to call the church, you need to testify.
那女儿说你要打电话给教会做见证。
But her mother didn't know what to think. What's this that happened? Is it just something weird that happened in my brain?
但她母亲不晓得是发生什么事情，是我脑袋有问题啊，以为看见。
But finally, after 2 weeks, she came back to the church and testified that God had done a creative miracle.
但是两周之后，她到教会做见证，神做了一个创造性的神迹。
And I believe the greatest freedom is not when there's an anointed man or woman praying for you. But when you're overshadowed by the wings of the Almighty,
我觉得最大的自由不是在当一个有恩高的人为你祷告，乃是当你在神的膀臂下他的同在里。
David sang about hiding himself in the shadow of the wings of the Almighty.
大卫讲到呢隐藏在大能者的翅膀底下。
The book of Acts tells us.
那使徒行传说。
That sometimes even Peter's shadow would be used by God to release a miracle.
就是呢彼得他的那个身体的影子都可以医治人。
But here's the question.
那问题是。
Did Peter's shadow really heal anybody?
是不是彼得的影子医治人呢
？I don't think so.
我想不是。
But I think Peter had a lifestyle.
但是彼得有一个生活方式。
Of hiding in the shadow of the wings of the Almighty.
他就是隐藏在大能者的翅膀底下。
And there was a freedom with men like Peter, with men like Paul.
那呢，就像他和保罗这样的人，他们里面就有个自由。
And there can be a freedom on the body of Christ today.
那在基督的身体今天也可以有这样的自由
that when we realize our true strength is not in ourselves but it's in God
就是当我们明白我们真正的力量不是在我们自己里面而是在神
Jehovah Shammah
就是耶和华沙玛
Emmanuel
以马内利
The God who is with us
神与我们同在
And this is why Paul said be filled with the Spirit
所以保罗说要被圣灵充满。
And I'll close with this before we do a little bit of ministry.
那结束做一些服事之前。
What's the quickest way of getting filled with the Spirit when you're really empty?
当你觉得很空的时候，怎么样会最快被圣灵充满呢
？Well, in Ephesians 5, verse 18.
我们看呢，以弗所书五章十八节。
When Paul said, "Be filled with the Spirit."
要被圣灵充满。
He said, always giving thanks in your heart to God.
就是呢常常以颂赞
Always making melody and singing songs of praise to God.
以诗歌颂词灵歌来唱给神听。
Because you see, when we're taking our eyes off of ourselves,
当我们的眼目不看自己
and recognizing God is who he says he is,
相信神就是他所说的那一位。
We're seeing more clearly than we did even 5 minutes ago.
我们就比先前的五分钟看事物更清楚了。
And the greatest secret,
真正的秘密是什么
？For breakthrough,
突破的秘密。
The greatest secret for being filled with the Spirit.
这个要圣灵充满的秘密。
The greatest freedom for the freedom of God's Spirit in our lives.
就是呢，一个最大的自由，让圣灵在我们生命里是什么
？Comes about through prayer and worship.
就是透过祷告敬拜。
And isn't it interesting that when Paul and Silas worship God,
所以呢，当保罗、希拉敬拜神
，in their pain,
在他们的痛苦
，at that hour of darkness,
在一个最黑暗的时候
，that it says an earthquake came.
圣经说呢，地就震动起来。
The prison doors were opened up.
那个监狱的门就打开了。
And there was freedom.
他们就得自由了。
Do you remember what we read in Isaiah chapter 42?
记得我们刚才读以赛亚书四十二章吗
？That God wants to use us to set the prisoners free.
神要使用我们，让被囚的得自由。
And this is why we need a new song in the church.
所以在教会需要有新歌。
It's not just about us having a good time on a Friday night or a Saturday night.
不是关乎我们很享受一个周五、周六晚上的聚会。
It's about establishing Vancouver as a resting place for the glory of God.
是要建立温哥华成为主荣耀的居所。
It's about establishing a resting place for the glory of God.
就是为神预备居所，让他的荣耀可以降临。
The Lord said He's created everything that exists.
神说他创造了我们眼见的一切。
Where will He find a resting place?
但是哪里是他的安息之所呢
？That's up to us.
那是在乎我们。
In our hearts,
在我们的心里。
Our minds,
我们的心思意念。
And the body of Christ,
在基督的身体当中。
Establishing a resting place for His glory.
为他预备安息之所，让他的荣耀可以来。
And where the Spirit is.
圣灵在哪里
？There is freedom.
那里就有自由。
Are you still alive?
还活着吗
？Turn to the person next to you.
跟你旁边的人说。
And say, I know it's difficult.
我知道不容易。
But try not to look as excited as you do.
不要呢啊，好像这么兴奋的样子。
Before we go into ministry, here's what I'd like to do.
啊，我们没有服事之前，要。
Is the saxophone player here?
刚才吹那个 saxophone 的弟兄在吗？
Come on up here, and I'd like to have one of the lead singers, the lady singers.
还有呢，刚才呢，带领唱诗的
一两位。Oh, there they are. They're hovering right here.
哦，原来他们躲在上面。
They're like the Holy Spirit. They're hovering right here.
原来他们在上面运行哈。
So here's what I'd like to do.
所以我要做什么？
Can you put up the words for Amazing Grace?
啊，就是奇异恩典。
I'd like to ask you, can you play Amazing Grace? Yeah, I knew you could. But I want you to come out here. Just drag that thing out there. Come on out here a little bit. And let's all stand.
大家起立好吗？